Jackson was shot later by Sewell. That was 1929 or 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Besides,
turn it up, Ava. Now we can listen
to
it.
Yeah, we can listen to it now. Besides, that's okay. I was just letting it run out. Besides the Cornish, the Cornish.
Well, we had a lot of European families.
That's what I mean.
We had also had Irish, and very many Germans. Uh huh. And the Italians.
You did have some. Were they in different parts of the town?
Oh, they mixed pretty good, but they had different professions.
And there was Italians moved in, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. There was Italians.
Yeah. I was just wondering if they lived in different mining camps or in different neighborhoods
didn't get along. I don't know. They seem like they mixed.
Mm-hmm. Pretty well.
Casa Grande.
You said they had different jobs. You mean in the mine?
Yeah, they done different things, but a lot of them were hard. A lot of the Italians were hard rock miners too, weren't they, Avon?
Huh.
Yeah. Then we had some Swedish people, Swedish family. Almost all the European countries was in through here.
Yeah. Now, did they come directly over here from Europe, or were they in America somewhere else? You mentioned that
a lot of them come directly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just heard about it, I guess.
Came in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really something. So different from mining back home. In Kentucky in those areas.
Yeah.
With the coal mining.
Yeah.
When the rock is so soft. It's really very different.
Yeah, this rock here is hard.
Yeah. It is. It's just a different way of life, I guess, is what you would have to say.
Yeah. They liked it.
Okay.
My family came across, a lot of them in covered wagons with oxen pulling them. They used oxen more than horses.
The horses pulling the ox.
In the movies and everything, they show you the horses pulling the covered wagons, but that wasn't the way it was.
It was oxen.
Oxen. And they just plodded along.
Now, tell me a little bit about that. Did you ever hear your folks talk about that?
Oh yeah, and Gus told me that his grandfather came west, and he had a team of oxen, and he pulled all the willows off his place to make his meadow and everything with the oxen, turned them loose, and there was a black man up on the hill, shot one of his oxen to eat. And that ruined the team. Because you can never put a different oxen with what they hadn't been broke with.
They have to be used to each other.
Yes.
Because they work as a team.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
And he did, yeah.
Huh. How about that? And he cleared all that land.
With the oxen.
Did your folks, when they come in, they did the same thing?
I don't know. My great-grandfather got the place over there from National P. And he run the smelter in Black Hawk. And Grandpa Bart Robbins bought it from him. And it was a big place, but the reason he didn't homestead it was that so many of these people who cut wood for the mines, and then I told you about the charcoal pits.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Would take 160. And he'd let each tie hack take out 160 and cut the timber off, but then got the ownership of the ground. So that place over there was quite big.
580 acres.
Yeah.
It is big, yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's how Bart Robbins got it, was from Hill when he moved the smelter out.
Huh. So I guess a lot of the trees in this area were timbered out because of the mine. Mm-hmm.
It was cut off.
All the trees around the Central City and Blackhawk was timbered out.
Yeah, they bared the hills.